Okay, now, here. There's a mitzvah saseh derais over here. A very dramatic seder over here. What the pasuk say? Open the pasuk. Two seders this week. Two seders this week. Give me a chumash. Yeah. Here, pay attention, I'm telling you over here. I'm telling you a Zohar. The Pasuk says, V'ayidav Hashem Moshe Leimor, Dabar B'nai Yisrael, Dabar B'nai Yisrael, V'amarta Aleim, K'doshim Tiyu Ki Kodashani. K'doshim Tiyu Ki Ki Kodashani. What does that mean, K'doshim Tiyu? What are you talking about? A mitzvah to be a kadosh. A mitzvah to be a kadosh. Mitzvahs are meisim. How are you a kadosh? Be holy. How? Zok Rashi. Rashi is the world famous Ramban and Rashi. The Zohar and the Chofetz Chaim of the different shot. Rashi says, Pushim in Arayis. Don't do a rias. Get an erva at the kedusha. The more you keep away from a rias, the more kodesh you are. There's no such thing as too much. The more you perish, the more kodesh you are. Push me in a rias. Comes out that's in a very anyway. So what's he telling you over here? It means more precious. More precious. Ramban, world famous Ramban. It's likely ain't a precious Arab in Arayas, Kedivrei Arav. It's precious something else. So what? Precious? Things that are mutter. Don't be shakua. Don't be shakua. For example, what's your novel b'shus, world famous Ramban, your novel b'shus HaTorah. Novo, which is like coined the phrase over here. Tiva Bedova Chloe. Mina Moistris. We learned Tikonis Ezra. Why did we make Tikonis Ezra? Shiloyu, Talmini Chachomim, Mitsuyin Esmin Shaseim Katana Goylim. Too much. Shakua. Right. We believe in Shalom Bayis, but not Shakua. The example, they have an advertising, pomegranate steaks. You ever see? That's Shakua. That's novel Bishus HaTorah. That is the Ramban, world famous Ramban. Novel Bishus HaTorah. It shouldn't be Shakua. On the other hand, I want to tell you something. They quote, there's an Olam Gadol, I won't say his name, because I think he was lying. He quoted the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said that the Ksois would have tasted the Shmak in the Kugel, he could not have written the Ksois. The Olam Gadol, same name, Chazon Ish. You may have heard this. The Ksois will enjoy the Kugel, he cannot have written the Chazon Ish. It's an absolute lie. I saw a Moshe, 27 years. And my best friend, Nifter, Bill Eichenstein, ate on the table with Rav Aaron. And he had a piece of kugel, I think he was eating during the week. He said, look, the schmuck of kugel. There's no avera to enjoy life. What's the avera? No?
Shakua.
I saw a Moshe eating two rolls for breakfast. To have koyach to write his savorim. Shouldn't be shakua. It's a geshmaka kogel. But this gadol named Chazon, she missed the word. The ksois would not have enjoyed the kogel. He couldn't have written the ksois. Why? Because Torah is sukkah midvash. You have no dvash to be the sukkah midvash. I said, Jay, you missed the word. Of course, you're supposed to enjoy life. But not shakua. But the Zohar is a whole different pshat altogether. A whole different pshat is the Tonet of Yo and the Chovetz Chaim. Zechron Levracha writes something fascinating. Perek Beis, fascinating. One minute.
Perek Beis.
Beis. Correct. He says, "Ksusha Satara." We know, he says, a cipher takes a cloth and writes. He said, I want to write L'Shem Hashem immediately, before he even writes. Niskane Sha'ar, V'yorda Lov, Kedusha Nairoa, Chaymanish, Shishmi Yisrael, Roitzel Lilmoid. He hasn't learned yet. Sits down to learn. He makes a birchas of Torah, thanks Hashem, the givers of Torah. He sings Shem Hashem. Just like my cloth becomes Kadosh. You're the cloth. You're the cloth. My Greyus and Hamoyach from the cloth. Why is your brain not cloth? Take it. You're at Kedusha Alei. Any bacha opens up a ksais before he learns it. His cloth, after he learns it, he's mamish Torah. And he's better than Torah. It's a Gemara Makas. Why is he better than Torah?
He's machadesh.
The Gemara says the Makas. Hani Bavloi, they're stupid. They stand up for a Sefer Torah, don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Why? And the Torah says 40 Makas. What did the Talmud Chacham say? 39. Right. Which is the real truth. Right. They stand up for Tanakh and Talmud Chacham. You're the cloth. You're the cloth. The Chofetz Chaim Lashon. Why is the brain worse than cloth? Chofetz Chaim Lashon. Why is your brain worse than cloth? The Zohar says, the Kedusha is not a mitzvah, he says. It's a haftacha. You will be holy. Ki kodesh ani. If you learn my Torah, you will be holy. And Tana Devel Yoh says, the minute you start learning, you become a kodesh. What Kedusha? Kedusha is a Torah. Sefer Torah is Kadosh. Let it use the Sefer Torah for something else? Chas v'shalom. It's Kadosh. Yamoyo. Kal v'chaima. Not just a Rosh Yeshiva. Anyway, one of the Gdolim in the Yeshiva never was holding the Sefer Torah and tripped and fell on the floor. Nebuch, the Sefer Torah. It was a gadol there. He said, pick up the Rosh Yeshiva first. Shechina with the birth of Gwainai. So, Kedoshim Tiyu. Chofetz Chaim, take a look, Teres Abayis, Beis Beis. Before he learns even. By cloth, it's colored before you write on it. Chofetz Chaim, after you write it. It's a very dramatic phrase. Why is your brain worse than a cloth? I read it to you. And you say Svaras and Lumbus, which is more than Torah's three parts. Which are three parts of Torah?
Torah Shavik Sav, Torah Shavik Ben, Talmud.
Lumbus. Who said that?
The Rambam.
No, Gemara's. Right. The Gemara says in Brachas Mem Zayin, a guy was Koro, Vishana. What's Koro? Torah Shavik Sav. Shana, the Torah Baal Peh, Shasa Poiskim, V'loy Shimesh, Haru Amoretz, Shasa Poiskim by heart. What's Loy Shimesh? What does Rashi say there? Open the brachas, Mem Zayin Mevayis. What's Loy Shimesh? Svaras. Love this. Why is it called Shimesh? Why? Why is it called Shimesh? Where you can get the Svaras from?
The Rebbe.
Where your Rebbe? Your Meshamish your Rebbe. Read it in my brachas, Mem Zayin Mevayis. Like Shemesh? Mem Zayin Mem Beis, Mem Brachas. Here's the Chofetz Chaim. The Maik Reusa Hamoyach Sheberoshoi. Min Or, Hahu, from the Or, from the skin of a cloth. Hear that? In your head. In your head. You know all about. In your head. Roy Vashkita, a mitzvah, a matir. In your head. When is the mitzvah? Shabbos, you mechal Shabbos or eat nevela? Mechal Shabbos, what? Tzkilo. Mark Wittenberg. The Rosh, look it up. Shechita min haTorah. Yeah, what do you have there? You found it? The Rashi and Brachas.
I found the Gemara.
I have it. V'loi Shemesh?
Who had Gemara to leave Svara? Show you nice and.
Lala, the what?
V'loy Shemesh Mini Chachamim. Harry's that Gemara to leave Svara? Show you nice and Ladivri Mishnah Tam. But he's asked him Yachad, but Oiskim Mekach. He doing what's like Gemara, Shasidra. Karai,
you know, the whole Torah Shem verbatim. Shana, Shasim Poiskim, we saw Slanta, I mean, the whole Shasim Poiskim, by heart. V'loy Shemesh?
Shemesh. What Gemara to leave Svara? So you know some of the remission of Tom. He was asked for him, Yachad, but Oiskim Mekach.
And it was shot and placed in my heart. Abba Chalik Yishur Norach. But let me chill. My heart. What is he? Amaretz.
Right.
What does the Rambam say? Talmud Shigala. A Talmud, a London. He killed someone there by mistake. He goes to Golos. The old Rebbe has to go there also. Why? Oy Miklot. Oy Alavim. Doy Leolam there. The old Rebbe has to go. Shasam Paskin, who know easily? Oy Alavim. Oy Alavim. Dr. Rambam. Jason Mavakshi Chochmo. Beli Talmud. Kemisa. What's he missing? Lomdus? What is he?
Dead.
Dead. And said by God, make Lord Bochai. Make sure he's alive. Right. The only chakir I have, what's worse? More in Brachas, he's Amharet or he's dead? What's worse? I told you this. But Moshe's Rebbe was a man called Pesach Puskin. was a Talmud from the Talmud of Reb Chaim. Anyway, he had 5 years by him. 5 years. His grandson in America got married. Reb Moshe wrote a letter with a check, $200, 60 years ago. $200. It's a fortune. Today it's a lot of money. $200 then. And Moshe had no money. He had to support his daughter, a widow. And he wrote a letter. Mazel Tov, if you're wondering, I'm sending you so much money. Your grandfather, your Zaidi, gave me life. I'm giving you some money. He gave me life. Zakash on the story. But Moshe, his uncle is Eli Prusiner. You heard of Eli Prusiner? That's it. The Shver of Moshe Soloveitchik. Lindoli Hador, Eli Prusiner. He was a brother-in-law of David Feinstein, who was Ramosha's father. He came to visit his brother-in-law, Eli Prusiner, came to visit David Feinstein. In walks Ramosha Feinstein, the son, the David Feinstein's son, a little boy, 11 years old. Eli Prusiner jumped up for him, 11-year-old kid. David Feinstein was a very calm man. Old Feinstein, very... blew up. He said, Moshe, get out of here immediately! He said, what are you killing my son? To really put you make a Bulgaiva out of him. Making a Bulgaiva out of him. And Moshe, well, and the way I heard that, made an impact. He's standing, you're making a Bulgaiva out of my little boy. But the person answered him, how could he not stand up for a kid who knows two storm shots by heart? He took a test on two storm and Noshim Zikin by heart. All Noshim, all Bovastra, all Ksubis. How could I not stand up for him? So what he's saying, you gave me life. Well, what kind of life? He's going on going everywhere, 11 years old. Well, how did he give him life? What's the answer? He shot, he's dead. How do you spell dead? D-E-A-D. He's dead. What is dead? Well, Reb Chaim's Lamdas. Thank you, Grandpa, for giving me life. Not only did he give him life, Professor Pruskin gave him life. Reb Zalman Chenu Goldberg, heard of him? Pruskin Abdurah here, that's Israel. Told me. He knows 5,000 cases, children, from a second marriage, without a get. Reb Moshe was mate, was lamdas, without a get. So who do you give life to, huh? That's lamdas. But the chiddush today is not just that's lamdas. What do you become? What do you become? Kodosh! Your brain is not less than a piece of cloth. Now finish off. My father wasn't around in 15 years. It's hard to figure out. He didn't know how at all. I had to go figure out from when Rodden was in Snuffs and my father made a Tara and Chavetz Chaim. So it was a winter day, a blizzard. Chofetz Chaim was 100 years old, coming to Davin, schlepping a Talmud Zekel. He had to bring a Talmud Zekel also there. My father ran out with all his might, helped him carry the Talmud Zekel in the blizzard. You sit and learn day and night. Not allowed to use you, your kodosh. Your kodosh, I'm not allowed to use you. I work on Shulchan Aruch. Unless he's your Talmud. Right. Okay. My back itches me. Please scratch it. Okay, yeah. Unless he's your Talmud. Then you have to do it. That's Shimush. Okay. But Kedoshim Tiyu, like the Zayar, you will be Kedosh. She Kedosh Ani when you learn my Torah. You will be Kedosh.
How does Ki Kedosh Ani
mean? Huh?
How does Ki Kedosh Ani mean when
Kedosh you learn Kedosh Ani means Torah.
Ani.
Torah is the Shema Kedosh of a Kedosh Baruch. Okay.